The U18 West Kootenay Wildcats, made up of fierce young athletes from Nelson to Grand Forks, are no strangers to commitment. These girls put in the work, commuting to trail twice a week for practice and hitting the road every weekend to battle it out in the Okanagan Hockey League. Their season built toward the ultimate goal, the BC Hockey U18 Female Championship. This year's showdown took place in Port McNeil, and the Wildcats came ready to play. The four-day tournament opened with a statement win, as the Wildcats shut out host team Nanaimo 2-0. From there, they went undefeated through round-robin play, racking up 3 wins and a tie to secure a semi-final spot against North Shore. That game? A dominant 5-0 victory. The final was a showdown between two league powerhouses, the Wildcats and their Okanagan rivals, the Kelowna Rockets. It was a tense, back-and-forth battle, with Castlegar's Ivy Benbow standing tall in net, turning away shot after shot. But one third-period goal from the Rockets was the difference. Final score: 1-0. The Wildcats walked away with silver, and while the game was tight, their grit, skill, and team-first mentality made the West Kootenay proud. Record-breaking season. Female hockey is gaining serious momentum in Greater Trail, with the Greater Trail Minor Hockey Association, GTMHA, seeing a record 80 female players registered this season across age groups from U7 to U18. That surge in numbers made history for the 2023-2024 season, as GTMHA iced 4 all-female teams for the first time ever: the U7 Golden Girls, U9 Junior Cats, and both U13 and U18 Wildcats. "We've seen incredible growth this year," Jen Duckworth of GTMHA said in a previous interview with the Trail Times. "It's truly been a great season for female athletics in our community." Beyond those teams, 16 more girls suited up in mixed house and representative leagues, showing how girls are finding different paths to stay in the game. Last year saw GTMHA launch its first-ever all-female U11 team. Although it wasn't reformed this season due to numbers, the program took another step forward with the debut of the U7 and U9 girls' squads. "It's important to support female players, no matter where they choose to play," said Duckworth, emphasizing that many girls still opt for co-ed teams and the association is fully behind them. "The boost in participation is credited to a mix of factors, from the excitement surrounding the new Professional Women's Hockey League, PWHL, to growing community support and word-of-mouth interest. Whether it's from the excitement of watching professional women play or simply hearing from friends, the interest has been amazing," Duckworth said. She also highlighted the crucial role played by volunteers and coaches. "It also helps to have a tremendous group of volunteers and coaching staff pushing for growth and equality for these girls," she said. "Without them, this would not be what it is today." The growth isn't just local. Female players from the Trail area are turning heads across the region. Many skate with teams like the U15 Wildcats in Castlegar and the West Kootenay Crusaders. Others have taken their talents to hockey academies, university programs, and even pro leagues overseas. "This area has produced some incredibly talented female athletes," Duckworth said. "Some have gone on to play around the world and now coach at the university level. It's inspiring to see how far they've come." To keep the momentum going and bring in fresh faces, the region hosts all-female hockey days in Trail, open to any girls interested in trying the sport. GTMHA also runs its annual Try Hockey Day, each September, to create an inclusive way to get involved. "These events are perfect for anyone curious about hockey," said Duckworth. "They're fun, welcoming, and a great way to get a feel for the sport."